God's everlasting covenant, unchanging love and faithfulness. By Jesus' friend. God and his beloved Son were and always will be one in mind and heart about humanity. From everlasting to everlasting, their infinite love remains the same. It is stronger than any power in the entire universe. Nothing can separate their creation from it. Romans 8 verse 39. As members of the Godhead, the Father and the Son are faithful to themselves and the vast cosmos at any time. They provide the highest good to all created beings. Based on their foreknowledge, they agreed to help humankind cut the chains of sin bondage even before their creation. So, before this world was made, God and his beloved Son united in a pledge that Jesus would redeem the human species. Out of their love and goodness, they devised and implemented the plan of human redemption. John 3 verse 16 and 17, Romans 3 verse 8, Galatians 2 verse 20. The Bible tells that this is the great mystery of God. Though it was in his mind from eternity, the plan of redemption began after the fall of humanity. Thus God's eternal covenant from the past is carried through, and realized in everlasting future life. It is by the promise of God, that after its complete eradication, sin will never rise again. Table of Contents. Perpetual love in creation and redemption. Continual faithfulness and relentless goodness. The same arrangement at different times. Conclusion on God's covenant. Perpetual love in creation and redemption. Everything God has done and will do is out of his infinite and unchanging love for humanity. He had honored humankind, creating them in his image. Genesis 1 verses 26 and 27. God's loving design and work was expressed in human beings and their home planet. He testified that everything in creation was very good. Genesis, chapter 1. Humanity was endowed by God with faculties to be an intelligent counterpart of God. They were holy and happy in God's presence, communicating face to face with him. It was so until they fell short from the glory of God. They distrusted God, believing the lies of the serpent, Satan. They had doubts that God has their best interest, withholding something good from them. Therefore, they were not representing God anymore, but the one in whom selfishness arose for the first time. God acted, announcing his redemptive plan, Genesis 3 verse 15. Since then, he worked to make known to humanity his unwavering will to save them. Thus whosoever will and by his grace can be brought back to harmony with him. God outlined in his word everything one needs to know about one's salvation. This includes repentance to God and having faith in his beloved Son. Jesus Christ is the Savior of every individual who lived from Adam. He continues to save down the line of time until his second coming. Out of his love, he became the Lamb of God who took the sin of our broken world. John 1 verse 29. This is the ultimate truth of the entire Bible. The world's Redeemer, the outshining of the Father's glory, is the embodiment of the Old and New Testaments. Continual faithfulness and relentless goodness. The members of the Godhead were faithful and true to their eternal covenant. The Father and the Son completed the plan of human redemption on the cross of Calvary. Furthermore, throughout the ages, the sovereignty of God involved fullness of blessing to all created beings. God was just to himself and his own law of love, governing the entire universe. Moreover, he is also the one, justifying all of them who believe in his Son through his grace. Romans 3 verse 24, Romans 5 verse 1. Jesus had made an offering of himself, once for all. Hebrews 10 verse 10. Additionally, if saved at all, we must believe in him as the only offering for sin. We must recognize him as the Savior of the world. He took our nature of flesh and blood, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. Hebrews 2 verse 14. As part of human redemption, the beloved Son of God was made sin for them. For example, for he, the Father, has made him, the Son, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21. God commendeth his love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Romans 5 verses 8 through 10. It is his will to cleanse us from sin, make us his children, and enable us to live a holy life. Galatians 1 verse 4, Romans 8 verse 15, Ezekiel 36 verses 26 and 27. He lives and makes intercession for us. Hebrews 4 verse 14, Romans 8 verse 34. This is Christ's work of today as our high priest in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. 1 John 2 verse 1, Hebrews 7 verse 25. The same arrangement at different times. The first promise of deliverer was given to Adam and Eve after the fall of our first parents. Thus in Eden, God promised that the seed of the woman would bruise the serpent's head. Genesis 3 verse 16. This covenant offered to all God's pardon and grace on future obedience through faith in Christ. The terms of the restored oneness between God and humanity were arranged from all eternity. This is the essence of the great covenant of redemption. Therefore, the covenant of grace in Christ is not a new truth. It existed in the mind of God from eternity. This is why it is called the everlasting covenant. On Mount Moriah, the glorious messianic promise had been confirmed to Abraham. Genesis 22 verses 16 through 18. God made his covenant with Abraham about 430 years before the law was spoken on Sinai. He had confirmed and ratified it in Christ by his death. It is the very same gospel which the New Testament presents to us. For example, and the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Galatians 3 verse 8. Further, the plan of redemption was not devised after the fall of humankind. Here is what the Apostle Paul tells the gospel, the preaching of Jesus Christ is the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began. But now it is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. Romans 16 verses 25 and 26. Conclusion on God's covenant. The Father and the Son had fulfilled the terms of the everlasting covenant. They were faithful to themselves, humanity and the rest of the entire universe. Jesus Christ was not alone in his great sacrifice. The Father suffered with the Son the cruelty of sin, Satan, and his instruments. They were motivated by their pardoning love for people. Thus the infinite love has paid the ultimate price to redeem his creation. Jesus died to save from sin the fallen creatures just as we are. Therefore, we may commit the keeping of our souls to God as unto a faithful Creator and Redeemer.